To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
It's summertime, so break out the grill, set up the lawn chairs, and fill up the kiddie pool. Deaton Watson has all the grillables that make a good cookout a great cookout. They've got a huge selection of Franks and sausages like natural casing beef Franks, Asiago and spinach chicken sausage, and buffalo chicken sausage. Deaton Watson chicken sausages are fully cooked 100% chicken with no artificial ingredients. There are no added hormones, nitrates, or nitrites. Deaton Watson New York-style natural casing beef Franks are fully cooked Franks with hints of paprika and garlic and that good old-fashioned snap when you bite into them. If people get hungry while the grill's heating up, Deaton Watson has plenty of tasty deli meats, too, like London broil roast beef and Black Forest smoked ham. Deaton Watson has been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for more than 80 years, so they know a thing or two about grilling. Learn more at DeetonWatson.com. Deaton Watson, it's a family thing.
Right now, you're streaming The Score, Chicago's original and number one sports station, and of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season, and the postseason.
2-2 on David Bodie, trying to come through. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Now the Warriors just inbound and that's it. There's a new NBA champion and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Matt Steinmetz. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And Matt is a radio.com host of the Big Time Basketball Podcast, as well as a Warriors insider for 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Matt.
Guys, how are you?
We're doing great. And got to tell you, you know, we've been talking about it all morning, obviously. The Toronto Raptors winning the NBA title is just a shocker. I don't think anyone at the start of the season thought it was possible, and I don't think that that even when the playoffs were beginning, we saw it coming. But win indeed they did, and you know, it's difficult because it's as much about the Warriors losing, and certainly if the Warriors were at full strength, it would have been a different story.
Yeah, it probably would have been, but you know, it's the one thing I realize, after, you know, over the course of this 5-year run, he's in the finals. You know, you always kind of talk about, well, this guy didn't play or that guy wasn't 100%. I'm now taking the view that, you know, attrition is part of winning an NBA title. And in order to win an NBA title, you have to be healthier than some other teams, you know, who suffer injuries. And if you want to call it luck, go ahead and call it luck. But the bottom line is, you know, this is the fifth straight year the Warriors have played into June. And in a strange kind of way, I think what we've seen play out the last few weeks is it finally took its toll on this team, whether it was Kevin Durant, obviously, or Klay Thompson last night, but also, you know, maybe to a lesser degree, Kevon Looney and even DeMarcus Cousins. I realize he wasn't there for the five runs, but, you know, maybe he tried to come back a little bit too soon to join this team. So, you know, the Warriors got a break the first year they won the title in 2015 when Cleveland didn't have Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving missed most of the series. So, I think it's just part of the way it goes, and if you're not healthy, you're just not gonna win it. That's just kind of the way it goes.
Matt, you know this team as well as anybody, the Warriors, and I don't know if this is fair or not, but watching last night, knowing what was at stake, knowing the moment and the magnitude, I was a little surprised that Steph Curry let the game come to him, as they say, as much as he did. He did not try to maybe force the issue earlier, especially in the first half. Were you, and did he talk about that afterward?
Well, you know, Steph Curry is going to have, you know, there's going to be fallout from this series with Steph Curry. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think it's fair to kind of ask, you know, what happened with Steph Curry, but the Raptors tried to get the ball out of his hands, especially after Klay Thompson got hurt. And as great as Steph Curry is, and he's a great player. But if you talk about the stars that have played in this game, who are the greatest of the greats, whether you're talking about Jordan or whether you're talking about LeBron, Bird, Magic, some of the players that Curry's actually been compared to, the one glaring is smaller than all those guys. So that just allows him to be guarded a little bit better, I think, than those other guys I was talking about. Now you take off Klay Thompson, you take off Kevin Durant, and a lot of what makes Steph Curry great is Steph Curry, but a lot of what makes Steph Curry great is Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And I think we kind of saw that if you take one guy off the team, it just has a ripple effect for this team. I've always said if you take Klay Thompson off the team, they're not champions. If you were to take Draymond Green off the Warriors, they don't win it. And obviously you take KD off, I didn't think they were going to win it then. So as great as Steph Curry is, he's got incredibly talented teammates and vice versa, and they all feed off each other. And last night, Curry had nobody to help him out, and he was kind of left out there to play against two bigger guys.
What happens now? What happens with this team? We know that, you know, Klay suffered that injury. That is an ugly injury, and that's one that'll keep him out for a long time. Obviously, the same thing can be said in terms of where you are with Kevin Durant and what happens there. So what happens? How does this resolve? Is it over?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, is it over? Is the dream dead now?
I think it is. I do think it is, because you just have to look at things, I think, realistically. Kevin Durant's not playing basketball next year. Not for the Warriors, not for anybody, but for the Bay Area, the only thing they care about is he's not playing for the Warriors next year. So they, you know, the Warriors, you pay the piper when you pay Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. They have no depth. They need to build their roster, and they don't have mechanisms to do it. They're going to be, whether Durant leaves or stays, they are so far over the tax and the cap, or cap mostly, but they're over the tax too. It's not like if Kevin Durant leaves, they can try to go out and get Kawhi Leonard. They don't have money. And now they're looking at Klay Thompson missing half the season next year. I mean, I don't know how it continues, to tell you the truth. I mean, I just really don't. They're going to lose Kevin Durant for next year at least, maybe for the rest of his career in terms of if he goes somewhere else. Klay Thompson's going to miss games. You know, Draymond Green's a free agent at the end of next season. But he's, he's aging rapidly because he's undersized and he's playing against big guys. So this is the challenge for the Warriors to stay – you know, top five is going to be really, really difficult for them, or even top six or eight next year. What happens after that, I'm not sure, but I think next year is going to be a tough one for the Warriors. I don't know if the dynasty's over, but I don't see them getting to the NBA Finals next year. Let's put it that way.
Before we let you go, Matt, appreciate your time. Will this get messy with Kevin Durant and the Warriors in terms of, even though he stepped forward and said he wanted to play and that was where he wanted to be, given the circumstances, will it get messy in terms of who did what to whom and the responsibility and blame game in the aftermath?
You know, that's a great question. I would say that may happen. The one thing I guarantee is it's not over. This whole situation with KD is not over. And the reason I say that is because this is going to, you know, obviously it impacts Durant's career, but it's also going to impact the Warriors' future. I think it's got NBA ramifications, obviously, because any team lining up to get Durant, I'm sure they're still lining up, but they realize they're not going to play with him next year. And I actually do think that, in a way, this is going to be remembered for a while, because there's always talk when a guy is hurt. Should he play? Shouldn't he play? Is he tough? Is he a gamer? Does he care about his teammates, or is he thinking about himself? Does he want to make sure that he preserves his next contract? And the reality of the situation is Kevin Durant came back. He tore his Achilles. He's going to cost himself millions of dollars, most likely. And I just think from now on, whenever there's a player, hey, you know, is this guy going to play for the NFC champion in the NFC championship game? Well, I don't know. I mean, he probably should. Well, remember what happened to Kevin Durant.
Yep.
I really do believe that this, you know, this may be something that triggers people to not talk about injuries if they don't know about injuries, because, you know, Kevin Durant was a tough player before he decided to come out and sacrifice, you know, his next season. So, you know, that's the one thing that I think may come out of it, is players are maybe more likely to play it safe rather than take the risk.
All righty, great stuff. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Interesting what happens in the future here, because there is, you know, there is blood and water. I mean, you know, you're talking about a couple of guys with season-long injuries. You're talking about
Klay Thompson's not going to play next year either.
Boogie, what happens? Well, I'm saying Sam. Durant's not going to play next year.
Durant's out. Boogie Cousins becomes a free agent.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
Yep. And there's a sense of finality.
Yes, there is.
That settling in the Bay Area. And there's also a sense of anticipation for the next part of the Durant story, which could get complicated, which might get messy, because as simple as it seemed everybody was being, you know, saying the right things and being overly polite, yeah, perhaps, because they were still playing. Exactly. Now, you know, we'll see. We know how that goes. But it is interesting to think how this may affect other sports beyond the NBA in terms of how we view injuries and players coming back from them.
312-644-6767, that's the number. We're going to bring in, I believe Dan is out today, Mark Grody.
Grody!
Grody time!
Bears, and, Bears.
It's Grody time, yeah! So it's Grody time next with Connor McKnight, Mully and Hall on the Score.
Bulls fans, next Thursday night, the Bulls have the 7th overall pick in the draft.
The Chicago Bulls select Wendell Carter Jr.
And starting at 6, here our team of Bulls experts break down the NBA draft exclusively on 670thescore.com.
Marketing topside three. Got it! Big shot!
Starring the Bulls broadcast team of Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington, and Steve Cashel. The Score's David Schuster, Tony Gill, Cody Westerlin from 670thescore.com, and more. Again, due to the Cubs game, listen to our live NBA draft cover exclusively on 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This Saturday only, Old Navy's famous flip-flops are $1. Plus, get free flip-flops when you spend $24 or more in-store or online. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/15, solid color only, limit 10 in stores, 5 online, free offer valid before noon PST.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included all month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today, only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
What has to happen, whether it's the player you draft, the free agents you sign, or a combination of both? What has to happen?
Yeah, it's a combination of that. It's the growth of our key players. You know, the last 2 years, we've drafted guys at 7, Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. We have great hope for them, but they have to grow as players. We need them to be really good. We need them to improve, show that they are top level talent in the league. We believe they have that in them. So we need that. We need Zach LaVine to play at a high level. You know, he averaged 23 a game.